that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us to study together His eternal Word. I trust that whatever you're doing, if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and study along with us as we study His Word today. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 9, we continue our study on giving by faith to missions. Faith, promise, giving to missions. Let me just back up and review. In verse number 6, we saw God's parable of faith, promise, giving. Again, I remind you, it's not my idea. It's the Lord's principle that is taught in the Word of God. God likens our giving to sowing, and then God likens our receiving to reaping. And you remember, in God's law of the harvest, you reap what you sow, you reap after you sow, you reap more than you sow, and you do reap according to how much you sow. And then beginning in verse number 7, we're looking at the principles of faith, promise, giving. There are 5 of them all together. First of all, in verse number 7, the Bible said, every man. That teaches us that our giving to missions is personal giving. Then number 2, it is to be planned giving. He said, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. Then number 3, it's to be persistent giving. He said, so let him give. And then number 4, our giving to missions is to be positive giving, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And then number 5, our giving to missions is to be proving giving. As we give by faith, we open the door of opportunity for God to prove that He can take care of our need as we take care of the need of the missionaries. And when we're looking on yesterday at verse number 9 and verse number 10, these verses are the parenthetical clause here in the Word of God. They're in parentheses, and He gives us this enlarging upon verse number 8. Verse number 9, the Bible said, as it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. We are to give in such a manner till the world will recognize that it's not us personally, but it's God that's doing it through us. And they'll look at what God's doing, and they'll say, with emphasis on, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. You see, when we give by faith, the world knows it's more than we can do, and so they recognize it's God doing it through us, and God is glorified as we learn to give by faith. And He does that through us that we cannot do of ourselves. But then in verse number 10, the Bible said, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Oftentimes when a person sits in the pew of a church, they hear the missionary tell about what all God has done for them. Then they hear preachers tell about what God's done for them. But if they're not careful, as they sit there, this thought enters into their mind. Well, I understand God done that for him. He's a missionary. You expect God to do things for missionaries. Or God done that for him. I understand God doing that for him. He's a preacher. But I'm not a preacher. I'm not a missionary. And again, I asked you the question, and I want you to answer it. In the sight of God, what are you? If you're saved, you're not a second-rate child of God. He has no such thing. God loves you as much as He loves that person whom you believe is the greatest missionary or the greatest preacher or the greatest Christian that you've ever known. God loves you. You say, preacher, are you talking to me? Yes, ma'am, I am. Yes, sir, I am. I'm talking to you that sit there and listen to me on the radio. You're not some second-rate Christian in the sight of God. God loves you, and he'll prove that love as you give to the missionary. Then the God of the missionary is going to turn around and do something for you. And I love this word in the Word of God. The Bible said he's going to both. Now for you and I, when we use that word both, B-O-T-H, both, we speak of two things. But in the Bible, God usually includes more than two in his word both. Let me share just one other passage with you, and then this passage. The Bible said in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both. There's that word, both. But then he turns right around. He does not name two places. He names four places. So in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, God's both includes four things, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now back in 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 10, God uses that word both again. And following that word both, he lists three things that the God of the missionary will do to the person who gives to missions by faith. What's he going to do? Number one, the Bible said that he will minister bread for your food. If I could translate that in today's language, it just simply means that God will supply your daily need. God will not let you go hungry. God will not let you go destitute. God will not let you suffer anything that you need if you give to missions by faith. The God of the missionary will take care of you in a greater way than you take care of the missionary that belongs to him. So the first thing he's going to do to those who learn to give by faith is he's going to minister bread for their food. Then notice second, the Bible said, and multiply your seed sown. As you give to missions, two things are going to happen. Number one, God will bless you to be a witness, an effective witness here at home as you pass out tracts, as you witness. God will bless your labor just like he blesses the labor of the missionary. And he will multiply your seed that are sown. But then there's a second reading in this. You see, when you support a missionary who's going to the field, actually that missionary is going for you and he's sowing your seed in the field of the world. And so when the harvest comes in, it will not be the fruit of the missionary, but it'll be the fruit of the giver. Is that not what Paul said to the church at Philippi in Philippians 4, verse number 17? He said, it's not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. So he said, number one, God is going to meet your daily need by ministering bread for your food. Number two, God is going to multiply your seed sown. And then number three, to the giver, God said that he's going to increase the fruits of your righteousness. Not the righteousness of the missionary and not the fruit of the missionary, but increase the fruit of the righteousness of that giver. So God's promise is, as you give by faith, God will get the glory. People will look at it and see what you're doing, and they'll say, he hath dispersed abroad, speaking of God. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. But then you will experience God taking care of your daily need. You will experience God multiplying your seed sown, and you'll experience God as he increases the fruit of your righteousness. Then we come out of the parenthetical statement and we move into verse number 11. And the subject continues. What's God going to do for you who give to missions? God said, being rich in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgivings to God. Here's what God is saying. God's saying, I'm not going to let you give to missions and me not do something for you. But as you give to missions by faith, then I'm going to enrich your life. You see, when you think missions, you're thinking what God thinks. When you love missions, you're loving what God loves. When you're doing missions, you do what God does. But when you give to missions, then you are giving like God gave, so others might be saved by his marvelous grace. And God in turn will enrich your life, make you a blessing, make you a spiritual sweet taste to those who are around you, give you something of God that others will enjoy what they receive from being in your presence. God will enrich your life. And from that enrichment, the Bible said, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, that's all that you need, then it calls you through us thanksgivings to God. Now here's the cycle. Let's see if we can see it. We ask God to enable us to give. When he does, we thank him for it. And then we give it and God blesses us again. And we just thank him. The life of a person who learns to give by faith becomes a continual cycle of thanksgivings unto God. You ask God, you believe God, God supplies, and you thank him again. And you thank him over and over and over. It calls you through us thanksgiving to God. But now look at verse number 12. The Bible said, for the ministration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings, plural, unto God. Now what happens? When I ask the Lord to lay upon my heart what he wants me to give to missions, then I make that commitment of faith, then God supplies it. I thank the Lord for what he's done. I give it to the church. The church has the money to support the missionaries. And so the church, thanks God, we're able to send out the money and supply the need of the missionaries for another month. Then the missionary receives the money. And what does he do? He thanks God for providing his need through those supporting churches. Well, he goes and preaches the gospel. Sinners are saved. And what do those sinners do? They start thanking God. They thank God for the churches who gave and prayed, for the missionary who came, for the power of God to convict them and save them. And it just continually goes on and on and on, an echo of praise, a reverberation of praising, abundance of praising unto our God, thanksgivings unto our God. When I study church history, I thank God for the men of the Bible. I thank God for those who have kept the fires of Christianity burning down through the centuries that brought it to me. I'm still thanking God for what men did 2,000 years ago. So it resounds unto many thanksgivings unto God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began broadcasting the Harvest Time broadcast. God has been so good to us. Lives have been blessed. We've had a report of one dear lady being saved by listening to the broadcast, and God has blessed us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on your station during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure and include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you until the next broadcast.